Oh, you tubbed up rice.
I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it at the Khyber Pass.
Liberace!
Can you Adam and Eve it with Rob Bollocks?
Mr. Bollocks.
Good morning, Mr.
We now enter the your segment. Can you Adam and Eve it? Where we discuss strange, unusual, and flabbergasting things that go on in this very real world of ours.
Yeah. It's quite scary, really. First off, I've got to say that book you got me, it has not left my side. I've just constantly been reading it. 2024 QI.
Ideal
facts.
Christmas. Ideal Christmas present, at my Tess. How about your Christmas present, Tess? Did you read yours or did you leave it here or something?
Oh, what did you, you get?
I'm just checking.
Sorry. I did. I got the Christmas guide.
Basically, a guide how to do Christmas.
You wouldn't be into it.
Nah.
Was it funny? Was it funny?
Yeah, it was good.
Good. Okay.
It was good. I got good Christmas. I got good presents. Cool.
That was the only present I got. That.
But look at it. It's got a gold cover.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Well, it's really 2024 presents.
Yeah, exactly. I think
50 facts a present. Merry Christmas.
I was thinking about it the other day. That forget school, I reckon one day a week, all the kids should just watch QI all day.
Some people don't know what that is, Rob. Tell us.
Well, it's a program called QI, which stands for Quite Interesting, and it is a sort of panel game, I suppose, in the UK, where they each week they have a letter from the alphabet and they come up with all interesting facts about it. And it's very funny and witty, and you learn shit.
Well, this is the thing. On New Year's Eve, before I drove to the Coromandel, I just before I left home, I watched the Chase.
Yeah.
The Chaser.
The celebrity chase?
No, I don't think it was a celebrity one. I don't know. Might have been. I don't know. But anyway, I learned a fact on that, which I then busted out later on the evening when someone said, oh, it's a minute and a half to 12. And I'm like, well, did you know, actually, that a minute and a half used to be called, that's actually what a moment describes, 90 seconds.
That's quite good when you think about it, because sometimes you have a moment which would last 90 seconds.
Well, I mean, it's good to have something that, it's good to actually have a bracket of 90 seconds.
Yeah.
A moment. Yeah. I would have thought a moment might be a little shorter than that. Oh.
45, I don't know, maybe 45 seconds. Anyway.
It's done now.
When I first went through this book, I marked all the ones that just jumped out on me, and this week I'm just going to do that. Because some fantastic stuff.
You see you're rocking a new exercise book as well.
Oh, yeah. That's thanks. Dr. Maria got me that.
Very nice.
It's quite nice. Right. Nobody knows.
Splash-proof cover.
Nobody knows who named the Earth.
Really?
We know who called it the Earth. Max Romeo.
The Earth.
The Earth. The name Earth, is derived from both English and German. The English is Ertha and the German is Erd, which means ground. An interesting fact, the Earth is the only planet that wasn't named after a Greek or Roman god or goddess.
By humans, you mean?
By humans, yeah. But then I thought, what about the Sun?
Have you seen that? Well, it's not a planet, though, is it?
What is it?
It's a star.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
Have you seen this thing, this shape of this thing that's behind Pluto? This thing? This, like, double, sort of double whammy, sort of looks
double
like a peanut?
Bus, yeah.
It's quite weird, isn't it?
Yeah, lots of weird stuff.
You know about that, Tess?
No, I don't.
Oh, they've got this probe, this bloody NASA probe. It's gone further than any probes ever probed before.
Oh.
And it's come across this object, which is, it's like a... It's a fairly sizable object, bigger than an asteroid and potentially a planet, I suppose. But it's right out in the... Right, like 17 lifetimes away.
Wow.
But it's like it looks a bit like a peanut. It's sort of like two balls joined together.
So, yeah. So there you go.
That's fascinating too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. So, Rob, open up your Pandora's box of facts there.
Footballers at Sweden's Ostens Football Club are contractually obliged to read Dostoevsky.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why that is, but that's just...
Maybe just keep them up to speed, otherwise you have a bunch of Kanyes and they're just bothering on.
Breaching parties celebrated boys getting their first pair of trousers.
Oh,
that would be fantastic. Have a breaching party.
Do you see? Would you buy a pair of slacks nowadays? Slacks, what they could be called. I think that's quite a good name for a pair of trousers. Slacks.
Yeah, I've always called them trousers. I've had people take the mickey out of me over here calling them trousers.
Why?
Well, they just said they're pants.
Yeah, but they're not pants to you. Underpants.
One man's pants is another man's slacks, and another man's boxers is another man's grudges. You know?
I like trousers.
Trousers is posh. Trousers suggest to me pockets, belt loops, a fly, perhaps
what
buttons.
What does pants suggest?
Pants maybe suggest more like just pull them on up. Drawstring like track, at the top.
Track pants.
Maybe, yeah, like, maybe a little bit better than track pants, because track pants makes it, it lowers the tone. Even though there's nothing better than a sharp tracksuit.
Oh,
I love a sharp tracksuit.
Oh, really? With the matching?
Beautiful. I've got a beautiful eggshell blue one that I don't really pull out much anymore, but I really...
I think you should start doing it soon. Right.
Too hot.
I really want to get this word out there, and I think a lot of people have been doing this over Christmas. A scurry funge is to tidy up quickly before guests arrive.
A what?
A scurry funge.
Funge.
Scurry funge.
Can you spell funge for me?
F-U-N-G-E.
Cool.
Scurry funge.
That's a good word.
So that's a really good word.
Yep.
Lots of people have been doing that. Right, a crank napper was an 18th century thief who specialised in stealing silverware.
Clank napper.
Yeah. So, right, this one, I just can't get my head around this. Sea urchins wear dead hermit crabs as hats. I actually looked it up in the QI book, all these QI facts, so you can actually fact check them.
Yeah.
And there was a story about a bloke who had some in a tank, and they got dead hermit crabs and they put them on his hat, and also dead fish. But...
Put dead fish on the heads.
But then I thought...
But hang on, so how do you know what is a sea urchin's head?
Well, it's just all... It's all just
the
like...
The top bit, you mean?
Yeah, but it's just like all barbs and...
Yeah, but it doesn't really have a head, does
bits.
It?
No, not really. But I thought we're putting like a human trait to them. It's like, it didn't go to the like the hat shop.
No.
Or candle makers or, you know, whatever. I keep thinking of SpongeBob whenever I read stories like this.
Well,
this way. Now you're like this one. I can't pronounce it. I've been trying for ages to pronounce it. Pogonotrophy.
There you go.
Pogonotrophy is the cultivation of a beard.
Oh, was it? Is it growing a beard? That's what
no,
you say
it's
that?
The cultivation. Well, the cultivation. I suppose it's the same thing.
Cultivation. You mean like the fertilising and the?
Yeah. I mean, what do you use? Like just hormone rooting powder
just,
or
just. No, I don't really have much trouble sprouting facial hair.
Okay,
yippee!
Another great word.
But if I did, I'd be a pogonotrophy. That's rubbish. Someone's made that up.
Well,
was that
yeah, but
book?
That, yeah, that that's, book? Like, that's every word someone's made it up.
Yeah,
isn't it?
True.
Widdershins is another word for anti-clockwise.
Widdershins.
Yeah,
it's quite good.
One ahoy. One in every 160 New Zealanders was involved in the production of Lord of the Rings.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But that's I mean, you as well as I do, I know quite a few people
But there's, you know, then you go somewhere else in the country and you go, there's no one involved in Lord of the Rings.
Right, I've got some Donald Trump ones. There's loads of them in there. These are my favourite ones. Donald Trump steams his trousers while he's still wearing them.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's, is that because?
The average heart rate in San Francisco.
Do you think he's? I mean, that's. I mean, it's not. It's 7:45. You don't need to ask the question. Does he wear undies? Seems unusual.
No, I don't think he does. The average heart rate in San Francisco rose
by what?
Four.
The average what?
The average heart rate in San Francisco rose by 4 beats per minute the day Trump was elected.
Who measured it?
Someone.
Really?
Yeah.
I had American friends who were really upset. Really, genuinely
lots of American
losing the plot
friends,
upset.
Yeah.
I watched the movie Vice last night.
Oh, was it good?
It's interesting. Okay. It was an interesting take on it. It didn't capture me, but it was interesting.
And
they really take the piss out of Americans.
It's quite easy. It's too easy now. Spy magazine sent checks for 13 cents to some of the world's richest people. No one cashed them except a Saudi arms dealer and Donald Trump. I've got one for all the coffee drinkers out there. Hang on, I've marked it in my book. People who drink 7 cups of coffee a day,
Jesus,
are more likely to think they sense the presence of dead people.
Because they probably do themselves.
How many coffees do you have a day?
Tess, what do you?
Only like 2 or 3.
But if you're running full steam. You're a lot going
I've
on.
I've slowed down my coffee intake.
I know, you're a beach babe now, but I mean, prior to getting your beach babe anklet.
I don't know.
4?
Maybe 4.
4's like, really? I used to do 4. You'll end up looking like me.
I've seen someone order a
a quadruple shot coffee.
Yeah, I've seen that.
At the cafe I work at.
But then did they have to have a bit of a sit down after that?
No, he was like, no, sometimes I get 5 shots, sometimes I get 6.
Wow. Right. But how many is that in for the day? Or is he like that all day?
No, I think he's like that all day.
Wow, that's no good.
And some people can just handle it.
I'll do the last one. You can lose weight by leaving your bedroom window open all night. That must be true. I sleep with my bedroom window open all night.
How does that work?
Get bitten by mosquitoes?
I don't.
No, me neither.
I think what? Because it's got
they're
something
weird.
To do. Well, someone told me it's something to do with anemia because I'm anemic. And apparently, that
I don't either. What about the buzzing of them in your ear? Does that not annoy
I'm
you?
Always.
Is anybody? Is anybody like, a question now for our listeners? Is anybody aware? Is this a true? Someone was blithering on about this while we were away, and the way people were telling. Here's me with my solid facts while I was away, and other people coming in with that mosquitoes hunt in pairs, and one of them because you know how the females are the ones going, but the males are the ones who bite you, or the other way around.
I didn't know that
the females go over like far that side of the room going, so your attention's over there while the other.
That's bullshit. That's like Top Gun. That's Top Gun for it's just like mosquitoes. It's that's like rubbish.
Ninja. No. Insects.
Are they that smart? I'm not sure.
No.
Everything's smart. Everything. This is where we make a terrible...
Rob said no.
Oh, then I realised I'd made a ricket.
Can you Adam and Eva with Rob Bullocks?
She's undone her sea monster chain.
Thank you very much, my son.
Speaking of undoing your sea monster...